This is episode 1296. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I want to congratulate you if you have been with us throughout this entire Inner Beauty Meditation series we've been exploring all week long. If you are new here, no worries. Every episode is unique and they don't follow any sequence, so you can join in any episode at any time. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique for one of the darkest days of the year, winter solstice. The winter solstice is the day of the year with the least amount of light. And it's when we are most reflective as we consider the year, as we get ready to celebrate major holidays, and as we put closure on the events of the past year. So you can do this meditation anytime, whether it's winter solstice or not, but I recommend that you do this technique as you're seated outside. And if you can't get outside, then open a window or a door where you are and meditate. If it's cold, bundle up inside. If it's hot, wear light layers. Feel connected to your environment. And you may want to light a candle and do this at night or at dusk, as the sun is setting on the darkest day of the year. It's also considered the shortest day of the year. Of course, this is in reference to those of you, including myself, who live in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, you are celebrating your summer solstice. There are many festivals around the world celebrating winter solstice. For the purposes of your mini winter solstice meditation ritual, consider meditating outside in candlelight, or as I mentioned, inside with the window or doors open. And if you could create a little fire ceremony for yourself, this could make your ritual especially meaningful. What you will need is a fireproof bowl. So what I often do is take a pan, even a saucepan, and line it with aluminum foil. And that way I can use the handle of the pan to carry around my fire. Otherwise, if you use a bowl, the bowl can become really hot to handle. And then I take sage or rosemary, some dried herb. You could use lavender, or you could even use a few small pieces of wood and light a little fire. And then take three strips of paper, and on each strip, write down what you'd like to put closure on this year. And it can mean closure in a positive way. And then place each strip of paper into your fire one at a time, feeling gratitude, giving thanks for having had a a particular experience and then giving it closure. This allows you to open up to something new. And the winter solstice, with the shortest, darkest day of the year, turns into longer, lighter days from here on out. And then as you meditate, focus on the qualities of inner beauty you want to cultivate. This is a beautiful way to celebrate the winter solstice. I'm Mary Meckley, and if you'd like full guided meditations, half-hour meditations, you can find those over on my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com, and there you get 2 weeks free access to over 1,000 half-hour guided meditations, along with journals and guides for each week's unique series we explore. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.